as we're talking about Mike Sando's latest piece in The Athletic, talking about the quarterbacks and the quarterback rankings. I think it's very interesting when we start breaking these things down, because what do we love? We love when we break these things down. We love quarterback conversations and where Brock Purdy is ranked, right? Well, Mike Sando was on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and I do want to get to that and shout out the River Islands guest line. As all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? But Mike Sando had his latest piece yesterday when it comes to NFL quarterback tiers 2025. There's tier one, obviously. There's tier two, and then there's the tier three. So tier one, as my computer just shut down. I mean, great. That's awesome. I love when that happens. But tier one is the best of the bunch. It's going to be who we all think it is. It's going to be Mahomes. It's going to be Lamar Jackson. It's going to be Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. And I believe Matt Stafford rounded out that top five, right? So
let me pull it up here.
Thank you, because it literally just crashed on me. Sorry, guys. Thank you. I just had it up, and you know what? That happens in life, and that's adversity, and we got to fight through it. It's like as we're talking back to school, you're showing up, and it's the first day, and you don't have your book report, or you don't have your textbook.
Here you go.
That was me a couple times.
Tier one. This is so hilarious. Here's tier one. T1. And it's tied for first. Mahomes and Burrow.
Stop!
Number three, Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson's four. Stafford is five. Tier two, Jaden Daniels is six. Herbert is seven. Goff is eight. Stroud is tied for ninth with Jalen Hurts. Baker Mayfield, 11. Dak, 12. Jordan Love, 13. Brock Purdy, 14. They're all in tier two.
Brock Purdy at 14, but tier three starts at 15. So he's the last of the tier two, and he's teetering on tier three when it comes to this quarterback conversation. Now, this isn't the end-all be-all. Brock could surge up. He could surge. It doesn't matter, right? At the end of the day, that being said, when we have these conversations, when we talk about the tier one, why we give those guys the benefit of the doubt, why they get paid all those money, is because you feel like you can compete every single week and every single year and get to the playoffs with those guys no matter what, Joe. No matter what. That's what separates the top five from the rest of those guys.
Here's what it says.
I don't have a question mark for Matt Stafford, by the way. Continue.
Tier one quarterback can carry his team every single week. The team wins because of him. And he expertly handles pure passing situation, has no holes in their game. Again, those tier one guys are Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, and Stafford.
It's funny. I'm looking at the biggest changes from 2024 to 2025 because he does this yearly. Brock Purdy is down two slots. So he was, what, the 12th then last year? Okay. Not that big of a difference. I think Brock Purdy was still, there's a lot of question marks even after the Super Bowl run and even being an MVP candidate. It was like, all right, let's see him do it again, right? Let's see him do it again. And I think a lot of people either were proven right or proven wrong or however side of the aisle they felt this past year. Now, and I'll have a chance to shout out people if he wants to do so this year. But Sam Darnold was the biggest jump from last year to this year. He was ranked 20th and he was plus nine. Now, plus nine Sam Darnold. That's pretty crazy. He was ranked 29th, and now he's at 20, tied with the Bo Nixes of the world. So he was not even thought to be a starter, really, a fringe starter, and J.J. McCarthy goes down, and he shot himself. It just shows how fluid these things are. But when you saw that, Joe, when you saw Tier 2 Brock Purdy teetering on Tier 3, what went through your mind?
Let's see where he's at the end of this year.
Okay.
And, like, it also shows me when I look at that list and that grouping, boy, you could win the Super Bowl and look incredible in the playoffs like Jalen Hurts did, and we're still going to doubt you. It's so stupid.
It's dumb.
No, right? It's stupid. Like that guy's proven he's a big game. I've doubted him at every turn. And I've kind of given in. Like, he's a really good player.
Justin Herbert, I don't get it. I'm just going to be.
Looks the part.
I don't care what looks like.
I know. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying I'm explaining why. Like even C.J. Stroud, his rookie year. Look at the numbers; they're not that great. And last year he had a down year. Now he was also missing his wide receiver.
Yes.
multiple ones, Nico and Tank.
And CJ Stroud outplayed Justin Herbert in that playoff game. So if anything, how is Justin Herbert ranked ahead of CJ Stroud?
Honestly, part of the problem with this list is it doesn't take into account playoffs and how you perform in the playoffs. Correct. As you just mentioned, Dak has been awful in the playoffs.
If I told you today, hey, you know, without his OC, Jared Goff's going to have a really tough year this year. And him and like, let's just say Baker or him and Brock flip-flop spots. Would anyone be surprised?
No.
No, not at all. Like, and look, I will die on this hill when it comes to Dak Prescott. He's triggering for most. He's a good player.
Yes.
But when it gets January, none of us believe in him. He is a good player. He can win you. They won 12 games 3 years in a row, or whatever it was. He's a good player. Do I believe in him in the playoffs? Absolutely not.
Tier two. A tier two quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situation in doses and or possess other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game. It's funny how we do this with the quarterbacks. I would love to do this with every single position group, too. And that's going to be a lot. I'm sure Pro Football Focus has that. But, like, if the Niners have a Tier 2 quarterback, do they have a Tier 2 grouping anywhere else on this roster? Is there a Tier 2 anywhere else when it comes to just the
tight
grouping?
End.
The tight end?
They're
okay.
They're Tier 1. Defensive end with Huff and Bosa, but Bosa's going to be the one that leans you in there.
He's below Watt and Myles Garrett, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's still at minimum tier two. Wouldn't we agree? Bosa by himself.
See, no, Bosa's kind of like, he's in the top five for me. I'm going in any order, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, Micah Parsons.
Those you have to remember also in defensive ends or edges, however you put it, there's two sides of it.
Yes.
Like, whereas in quarterback and tight end, typically there's one that plays the majority of snaps, whereas on any formation, you have two edges.
Is Trent Williams still a tier one left tackle?
I think if we're going tackles,
yeah,
McKivitz will drop him down.
Oh my God.
But you're heavily weighting Trent Williams.
No, but that's
there's
why
there's a lot
I asked,
of good tackles right now in the game.
There is, and the Niners
probably
don't
about
have
four
them.
Or five really good ones.
And that's why it's kind of driving me nuts.
One of them went down.
And that's why we talk about, you know, we could talk about these quarterbacks as much as we want, Joe. At the end of the day, it's who's protecting them too. And I get it, and it's unfair that Jalen Hurts is ranked this low, and Jalen won the title. I think he loves this as his motivation. All these guys do. They use it. They're not going to tell you, but they use it as the motivation. Him being ranked ninth after going to his second Super Bowl and balling out in his second Super Bowl and winning the MVP, and I got CJ Stroud, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert. It's one thing for CJ Stroud, I guess, if you're projecting it, but Jaden Daniels? Who's done it once?
It was a pretty special season, though.
It was, and I get it. The Commanders were a dumpster fire.
I mean, it's to do it again. But, I mean, that's what I said with C.J. Stroud last year. Like, C.J. Stroud was awesome in the playoffs in his rookie year. It's like, all right, well, let's see you do it again. That's the hallmark of the great players. Joe, the reason why Lamar is viewed the way is he's amazing year after year after year. That's what separates them.
If you were going to bet one way or the other, Joe, this time next season, is Brock Purdy going to be viewed closer as a tier one quarterback or a tier three quarterback?
I think he's closer to one. I think he moves up into the top 10.
Okay. 888-957.
Look, he was 6-9 last year. And at times, I actually thought he played worse than we thought and way better than we thought. And it felt like things were crumbling around them out of his control. He went 6-9. Imagine if they had decent special teams and were closer to, let's just say, you know, 7-6 or whatever, or 7-8, you know, instead of 6-9. Like, I think things would look a lot different had a couple of games bounce their way. Ronnie Bell catches that ball or Jake Moody hits that field goal and they beat the Rams. And the Rams start off last year 0-5. How are we viewing Stafford then? And they don't make the playoffs.
This is Mike Sando on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs on if he sees a scenario that could put Purdy into tier one.
If what happened to the 49ers last year, injury-wise, were to happen and they win 11-6, you'd have to say, wow, that quarterback was able to carry them and offset what was a really difficult situation.
See, I think a lot of people are viewing this past season as an opportunity for Brock to do that, and he didn't do it last year. So people think, oh, he's not the guy. He can't do it. I think there was so much else baked into last year coming from the drama in camp, not having your left tackle, not having your number one wide receiver, having your first round pick, your wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, getting shot. There was so much last year that I don't think anyone other quarterback, maybe Patrick Mahomes and maybe like a Josh Allen could have came in there and maybe taken that team to the playoffs, but it might have just been doomed from the start coming off that Super Bowl hangover. Everyone was just down on themselves. You had a couple of inspiring performances from the Fred Warners and George Kittles, but outside of that, no one else was really looking up to snuff last year. And I don't put that solely on Brock Purdy, but I'm not going to fault the fans that say, you know what, Joe? I was underwhelmed from the quarterback last year after he had an MVP caliber season. I would have liked to see him do more with less. He's going to have to this year. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the biggest question mark, I think, this season, is if Brock needs to carry this team, can he do that? I don't know.
So like, he missed a couple throws in the Seattle game when they got the ball back and Geno marched down and beat them. Yep. The game at home. I referenced the Ronnie Bell game against the Rams. Let's say that game goes their favor. And then, I don't know, the defense gets a stop on Geno Smith late in that game. They win that. Like, you see what I'm saying with this? Like, yep. It's not just on the quarterback. The rest of the team is going to have to help out. You know, I love Jordan Mason. He fumbled big time in that Arizona game that they ended up losing in the second half. A huge turnover that ended up costing them. Yes, he's going to have to play better, but the team as a whole let everyone down last year, and he's a part of that. And so I look at it this year, and I think just having a better special teams unit is going to make them significantly better. I cannot express enough how much, as bad as our defense was, the special teams, they should have fired the guy after week 6 or 7.
It was awful. It was horrible. I mean,
awful.
You can say that as much awful as you want about the special teams unit when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. They've all been bad, and hopefully Boyer is going to be better because he has some ties, obviously, with New York and Robert Saleh, and he was there for so damn long. I just want some normalcy and some continuity at that spot going forward because I know I have it with Shanahan. I know I have it with Robert Saleh. Can we just get it with special teams for the love of God? As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'll say this real quick, Joe, as we're talking about the quarterback tiers and Mike Sando with his latest piece in The Athletic, Tier 2 quarterback Brock Purdy, he is right at the edge of Tier 2 and 3. He's the last in Tier 2 quarterbacks at 14. He is ranked 14th amongst all starting quarterbacks in the NFL. What say you, Niner fans? Is that too high? Is that too low? Is it just right? As we're going Goldilocks and the Three Bears, 888-957-9570.
I love rankings, and I also hate them. And the reason why I hate them is because I think about this. I think Brock would be successful with like 5 or 6 different coordinators in the league. There are very few guys that like doesn't really matter. Like, I don't even know. Like, Lamar Jackson, are we sure every offensive coordinator knows how to use Lamar the right way? He's awesome. He is freaking awesome. I think that we kind of undervalue his OC and just the creativity that they put him in positions to just blow teams up. I mean, he destroys teams.
I think the good offensive coordinators will be able to adjust.
No, I agree.
The good ones.
But how many of them are there in the league?
Well, that's why, you know, the good ones are in the playoffs more often.
Like, if I gave Mike McCarthy Lamar, I don't know. Maybe.
Exactly. And that's a guy that's been to a Super Bowl and won it. But when he had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, not the same skill set as a Lamar Jackson. By the way, the voting disparity on Brock was a fascinating thing real quick because there were 23 votes for him for Tier 3, 27 votes for Tier 2, 0 for Tier 1. It's pretty interesting. Like, people are pretty split on him. Whether they view him as a tier two guy or tier three.
How about Jared Goff? I'm wondering.
I'll pull up Jared Goff right now because he was number 8.
Think about how we viewed him 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and how we view him today.
37 for tier two.
Okay.
Tier one, he had 5, actually.
Okay.
And then tier three, there is 8. So there are some people that still think
he's a little all over the place.
Yes, but a lot for tier two. Yes.
Yeah, but like Ben Johnson did great work with him. And having that offensive line and being in that situation, like if I put Jared behind this offensive line with the Niners, I don't think it looks as good.
I almost kind of wish we could do a tier for the head coaches and you can compare the two. Like, let's do a tier for the head coaches. Because Kyle Shanahan, say what you will, he's a tier one head coach.
Well, right? Who are the level one? Who are the level one? It's Andy.
Andy Reid, Sean McVay. I will go, I have to put Nick Sirianni there now. I have to. Maybe that's a hot take for some people. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. I'm putting Nick Sirianni there. I'm putting Kyle Shanahan there. He's been there multiple times. Am I missing anyone?
What about Sean McDermott and Zach Taylor with the Bills and Bengals? No. Okay.
No. I will put them on tier two, though.
Are you putting Tomlin in tier one just because of what he's done years ago, or Harbaugh?
No, I'm not putting Tomlin there because he hasn't won a playoff game in God knows how long.
Okay.
Kevin O'Connell?
But
No. Throws way too much. He's made the play. Think about this. Daniel Jones beat the Vikings in a playoff game.
But he's an offensive guy.
No, he's a good regular season
coach. The Vikings were expected
coach.
To be one of the worst teams in football last year, and they won 13 games.
With Sam Darnold as their quarterback.
No, I think the Vikings have one of the most underrated rosters
to
in the
game.
To
your point, I think Kevin O'Connell is in the C.J. Stroud, if we're doing the comparison, Jaden Daniels kind of. He's right there.
He's made the playoffs a lot.
He has, with multiple quarterbacks. And if he does it again this year, J.J. McCarthy, basically a redshirt rookie, he's going to be that next guy as we're talking
about.
But
their roster is excellent. I think we've underrated their defensive personnel, and they have a great offensive line. They've got two sweet weapons. They run the ball. The problem is that he got away from running the ball in both their big losses.
I mean, he had Aaron Jones as number one, basically, and he was, what, like 32 years old, Aaron Jones? Pretty incredible. It was. But as we're talking about, if we were doing the quarterback head coach kind of a tier comparison here, I think Shanahan's still a tier one. All those other guys, Sean Payton, he's tier two, he's 1-1. But just because you've won a Super Bowl, I'm not putting you right there. Like, he won that a long time ago. Same with Tomlin. That was a long time ago.
Making the playoffs with you know, the most dead cap money ever in the history of the game and a rookie quarterback was pretty...
I think he's right there at tier two, though. I think he's right there at the top. Okay. Another season of Bo Nix making the playoffs could put him back into tier one. Okay. I think so.
Okay.
Pete Carroll. I think he's a tier two, maybe?
Fringe tier two, yeah, fringe tier three right now.
I'm going Super Bowl winning head coaches there.
What about Dan Campbell?
There's a lot. I think he'd kind of be on that Purdy thing right now where there's a lot of people waiting on Dan Campbell.
So why I like Shanahan in tier one is he's proven it with multiple coordinators
and
multiple versions and multiple quarterbacks. Yep. And that's why I give Sirianni more credit too, because he's done it with multiple coordinators and the quarterback. McVay, obviously, multiple quarterbacks, multiple DCs, you know, Reed. Sean Payton, I think, is tier one. And you know I'm very harsh on Sean Payton. I think what he did this year... I'm going off of most recent, and I'm putting them there. And I will put Dan Campbell also in tier one.
That's a good one. Sam Gottmeier's got the Harbros in there. John is an interest. He's a fringe tier one, tier two because of the playoff short, but he's always there in the conference championship game.
Another guy that hires great coordinators. Mike McDonald was under his watch.
And he's 2-for-2 on quarterback selections.
He is. I think he is tier one, John Harbaugh. I have him above Zach Taylor. And I have him above Sean McDermott. And I know Zach Taylor's been to a Super Bowl more recently than him.
There's a lot in tier one. That means there's probably only a couple in tier one. And these are all tier twos.
Are we cheapening tier one then?
Well, that's what it feels like.
I feel like Dan Campbell in tier one, I'll be honest, it feels a little hot.
I'm not putting Dan
Campbell. I know, I think Shasky, you said that. I think Dan Campbell's going to be an interesting test for him this year. Because
around the Detroit Lions.
Yes, but he made some great coordinator hires. I think we can all agree on that. He has new ones here. He's got to have to keep it going. This could be an interesting test for him. If he could keep it going this year, then I think it's easier to make the call that he's a tier one. Like, I think there's certain coaches you look at, and there's like the X's and O's coaches, and then there's like the rah-rah coaches. Campbell is more in that rah-rah, you know, sector. But again, if they keep it going this year, then I think you could make the case that Campbell is more of a tier one than a tier two.
Because I would put... You know, Shanahan, if we're looking at it kind of like we looked at the quarterbacks, similar to Burrow, Allen, and Lamar, there is a benefit of the doubt, even without the ultimate Super Bowl, that we give those quarterbacks, okay? I think Shanahan has earned the benefit of the doubt, even without the ultimate prize, to be in tier one.
888-957-9570. If Brock Purdy is a tier two quarterback, what is Kyle Shanahan when it comes to the tier rankings of a head coach? Are you putting Shanahan in the tier one grouping or a tier two? 888-957-9570.
Let's go to that. How many are actually should be in tier one? I think it should be exclusive.
I think it should be
Andy Reid, no doubt about it.
I think there's four.
See, I think we've reached for Andy. Honestly, I think he's in tier one all by himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there should be.
I think this is like the. Because the Belichick zone for a long time was Belichick is here by himself. It's like Saban in
it's like the S tier.
Yeah, like all by themselves. He is, what'd you call it?
The S tier, that's what the kids call when they do
there's
their,
S, A,
I don't even know
B,
what that
C.
means.
So S tier little leaguers.
There, if we're going back to school here, you can A, B, C, D, E, or an F. There's an S on the top.
Oh, what does that mean? I don't even know.
It means that's even better. It's
spectacular. Like super.
Thank you, super.
What is it? What does it stand for?
I don't know. I always used to see it.
No. Superior? Is I it? Highly doubt it.
No, I just made that up.
No, he did, because I used to see this in a lot
it's
of...
for Supreme.
No, because I used to play a lot of video games, and if you played like Street Fighter, you'd get like an S grade. I don't know what it means in Japan, but it's like the Japanese started it. Okay. I don't know what it means.
I will say this, Shasky. It is something I think a lot of the younger kids are using. I know you work with a lot of little leaguers. Ask them what the S tier is. I feel like they'll actually have the answer, whereas we're just embarrassing
ourselves.
Can
we all
right
agree?
Now.
Andy has separated himself from the majority of people because of the accolades and the longevity.
Yes.
Similar to Belichick. He's kind of in a class all his own.
But you could do a little star there. How about that? I still want to keep him in tier one just for the sake of this conversation. But if you don't want to, that's fine.
I mean, like, I just think that he separated himself. It's like Brady, and then, you know, then you start talking to some of the other guys. I don't know.
Damon is in San Francisco. He wants to join in the conversation. Damon, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I heard you guys talking about Purdy and a tier. And let me ask you this. Are you basing it on last year alone, or are you talking about his overall production from the time he's been with the Niners?
I'm basing it, well, Mike Sando, he pulls a lot of the GMs and a lot of other people around the NFL, and they take the totality of everything, right? So I think that's what we have
to
do
here.
And where you are right now.
So that's why Russell Wilson is going to be way, way low.
Correct.
Okay. All right. If I was basing it on last year alone, I'd say Purdy was lucky to make the second tier. I mean, if you look at it, what do you have? 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions? I mean, that's – and just based on other factors, too, just when it was raining, he struggled to hold on to the ball. The ball – like, during the rainy games, I was just kind of watching and just waiting for the moment the ball slipped out of his hands. Now, if we take it – I think last year – man, last year was just a different Purdy. Like, like the previous two seasons with Purdy, he was awesome. He was great. But last year just made me just pause and just think, like, man, from what we're seeing, is this a step back, or has, you know, the league caught up to him? Or
let me ask you this. Hey, Damon, real quick, because I know, and leave him on there.
It's an interesting point of view.
Leave him there real quick, because I want to do this. Tier three quarterbacks are as followed. And I just want you to tell me yes or no if you think Purdy is better than these quarterbacks. These are the quarterbacks in tier three. Is Purdy better than Kyler Murray? Yes or no?
Purdy has done more than Kyler Murray. Yes, Purdy has done more than Kyler Murray.
Aaron Rodgers.
Today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah.
Today, yeah.
There you go.
Tua. Tua, yeah.
There you go. See? Thank you. You're going to start getting all these, and they're going to get the Trevor Lawrence's, the Geno Smiths.
Actually,
he is better than all those other tier three quarterbacks, though.
I agree, but I think his point was more like, are we looking at the full body of work, or are we heavily weighing what we saw last year? Because if it's the full body of work, example, and we're doing these exercises, you know, a guy like Nick Bosa gets elevated above so many, you know, Johnny-come-lately pass rushers.
Yeah.
Whereas if we're heavily weighing it on what we saw last year, he's going to get dropped down a little, you know, relative to what maybe another guy did just last year.
And I should have, if we're talking tier one, I put the top five there. I probably should put Trey Hendrickson, the guy that is in there all the time with top sacks. I feel like he gets slept on because that defense
is really
so awful.
I wouldn't trade Bosa for him at all.
No, I would not. I don't think I'm trading any of those other guys
for
Trey Hendrickson.
Cincinnati would rather have Bosa.
Yeah, I think they'd rather have Garrett, TJ Watt, Parsons, or Crosby or Bosa than Trey.
But
the age is a part of that, which sucks to say.
No doubt.
But that's a part of these conversations when we're having them. Let's pick this up on the other side. If Brock Purdy is a tier two quarterback, what tier is Kyle Shanahan amongst head coaches? Is he a tier one?